Rocking you till next Sunday. This is the Manic Monday Show with Casey on Radio Sega.
Even when you're lost in the darkness, you must believe in tomorrow. It'll come, just like angels with burning hearts will face the risk of our lives. This week's word.
Play on, play on for the weekend. There's no shaking these getting Mondays. Got my reason to freak it. Send that shit to next Sunday. Play on for the weekend. There's no shaking these getting Mondays. Got my reason to freak it. Go on until next Sunday.
this is the start of your Radio Sega Live Week. The Manic Monday Show with KC.
Welcome to the Manic Monday Show. Not just any Manic Monday Show, but the Manic Monday Show on Radio Sega. I'm KC, live every week with this crazy-ass show on Radio Sega. We play the best Sega music 24/7, and we try to tune you up on Mondays, because Monday is that day of the week that we all dread. No, it's another Monday, but not if you listen to Radio Sega, because we're here to cheer you up. And this week's The Manic Monday Show is dedicated to the word indeed. So the word desert, so that means we're gonna play some desert themed tracks, Sega tracks. Or are we? I don't know. At least I think we are. Sometimes I'll play stuff that I don't know which part of the game the track is from, so I don't know if it's a desert themed level, or if the track just has sand on the title, or desert, or sandstorm. I don't care. I'll try to come up with a desert based playlist for your enjoyment, and we'll also have fun talking about stuff during the show. But anyway, if you want to join us in the IRC chat room, like all the cool kids do, and don't forget to go to radiose.ga /IRC, you'll be able to join the cool people that are right now in the IRC chat room. People like Trigon, Esper, K, Rexy, Wo21, Voice, CTR, Fluffy Fox, always the best name, Genrose, Gum, I Need Fruit, Lime, Mick Bynes, Mikhail24RD, Opus Science, Refsig, Rive, Spinnick, TCB, Drecky, Zimadon, and underscore Spondy. And Rexy says, The Root, Sandstorm. Yes, we're gonna play that. actually, I missed a trick, but I should have played that as the first track of the show. But anyway, we don't have Sandstorm, but or do we? But we have Sandstorm, a different kind of Sandstorm. I don't know. We'll have to wait and see. We started off the show with Desert Palace from Sonic the Hedgehog 3. Then we had Sand Hill from Sonic Adventure, and Desert Stage Round 6 from Fantasy Zone Gear, which is the Game Gear version of Fantasy Zone. It's called Fantasy Zone Gear Opa Opa Junior No Buken in Japan, whatever the hell that means. But it's. I wanted to start the show with some cheapy songs, and we already started the show with two Senate tracks, which is amazing considering I'm always avoiding playing Sonic music. I think this new show, the Manic Monday Show, this past three episodes, or counting with this one, I think this is the most the I've played. The most scenic tracks I've played, not counting the top 40, because it was your guys' picks, so it doesn't count. But I think we need to cut back on the scenics. But that's not happening today, because we have more scenics for you coming up soon. But anyway, don't forget to join us in the IRC, as I was saying. Mention us on Twitter if you don't want to join the IRC, at Radio Sega, hashtag RS Manic Monday. We have a question of the week that's been shared on Twitter already. which is, if you were lost in the desert, which Sega character would you like to have with you and why? And the couple of answers I got already are amusing, so yeah. So yeah, we'll get into that later on during the show. Anyway, don't forget to join us for that, to answer the question of the week. If you're in the IRC, double click my name and send me a private message so I can keep up with your answers. And, you know, there's also the People's Choice segment, so radiose.ga/Manic Monday Choice. That's always the link, all the time, every week. We have 6 tracks from you to choose from, and you can vote for 3 of them, and the top 3 voted tracks will be played on tonight's show. We have stuff from Virtua Fighter, 2 Sonic tracks, something from Hellfire, something from Dark Savior, and a track from Quackshot. So give it a look, and vote for your 3 favorite tracks out of those 6. And we also have something else. It's our weekly game called
Say My Name, Say My Name, Say My Name, Say My Name.
Indeed, so it's time for this week's edition of Say My Name, week number 3. And what is Say My Name, you ask, if you're listening to us for the first time? Say My Name is the weekly game we play on the Manic Monday Show. Every week I will pick a different Sega character, and throughout the show I'll share 4 different clues to the identity of this particular Sega character. The thing is, you need to try and guess who this Sega character is, and the sooner you guess it correctly, the more points you earn. And after a few weeks, I still don't have a definitive answer on that, but very, very soon I'm going to tell you when this first edition of Say My Name is going to end. After that first edition, at the end of that first edition, we'll give the first place a Sega or Radio Sega related prize. So stay tuned for that. Maybe next week I'll have the time to think about that and let you know what's going to happen. But as I speak, we've got Rexy on top of the leaderboard with 35 points, but things are actually quite tight. So we have people with 30 points, people with 25, 20, so nothing is lost and nothing is gained either. So I think you'll need tonight's precious, precious points if you want to win that prize at the end of this first edition of Say My Name. But without further ado, people, it's time to share the first clue to the identity of this week's Sega character. So, pausing the music, drumroll please. And before I share the clue though, let me just remind you that you need to enter via the IRC chat room, double click my name with your clue, or with your guess actually, 1 guess per clue. Or if you're not in the IRC, you can send me an email to kc@radiosega.net. 1 guess per clue. Clue number 1 has a tattoo. So yeah, clue number 1 has a tattoo is the first clue to the identity of this week's Sega character. Double click my name, send me a private message in the IRC with your guess, or send me an email to kc@radiosega.net. If you guess correctly, you'll get 20 points. Okay, so yeah. Rexy says, ha ha ha, that's pretty vague. That's exactly the point of the first clue. So yeah, try to guess it nonetheless. If you guess it correctly, you'll get 20 points. I'll let you know how things are in a bit, but for now, let's move on. Let's play some more musics. And we're playing an amazing track right now, a track from Alien Soldier. This is Galaxy Desert on the Manic Monday Show.
One, two, here we go, yeah.
Monday Show with Casey.
Desert from Phantasy Star Universe there on the Manic Money Show. This week's word,
Desert.
Yeah, before that we had Road to the Desert from Kraken DJ, and the first track was Galaxy Desert, Stage 4 BGM from Alien Soldier. That's actually a Sega classic. Doesn't get played that much on Radio Sega, but maybe you guys can start requesting this on the stream, on the 24/7 stream, and maybe I'll try to include this in other the Manic Monday Show editions. I don't know if it fits somehow. Yeah. So tonight's word is desert. We're gonna talk about that in a bit, but let me just give you a tip if you're trying to guess the identity of this week's Sega character for Say My Name. It's not a clue, it's just a tip. If you're refraining from guessing, I think you shouldn't refrain from guessing, because the people who are in the lead actually weren't able to guess correctly. So if you're behind, if you need some points, I would try and guess the identity of tonight's character as soon as possible, because you have a pretty good chance of shortening the gap to the people who are in the lead, people like Rexy, TCB. So yeah, just saying. Not many people have taken part. Only 4 people actually have taken part. So what are you waiting for? Send me a private message in the IRC, send me an email to kc@radiosega.net. Either way, try to guess the identity of tonight's Sega character. Well, it's now time for another segment of this show, but before that, I'm gonna just share some facts regarding the word of the week, which is
desert.
Indeed. So this is something we do every week on the Manic Monday Show. So I talk a bit about the question of the week, because you know, you listen to us not just to be entertained, but to be informed. So this is also an informative show. Sort of. Not really. So, what's desert? A desert be a funky-ass barren area of land where little precipitation occurs and consequently living conditions is straight-up shiznit for plant and animal game. The lack of vegetation exposes the unprotected surface of the ground to the process of denudation for reals. About 1/3 of the land surface of the ghetto is arid or semi-arid. Y'all know that, is it, mofo? This includes much of the polar regions where little precipitation occurs and which is sometimes called cool deserts. Deserts can be classified by the amount of precipitation that falls, by the temperature that prevails, by the causes of desertification, or by their geographical location. Mofos have struggled to live up in deserts and the surrounding semi-arid lands for millennia. Millennia. Nomads have moved their flocks and herds to wherever grazing be available, and oases have provided opportunities for a more settled way of game. Okay. The cultivation of semi-arid regions encourages erosion of soil and is one of the causes of increased desertification. Desert farming is possible with the aid of irrigation, and the Imperial Valley up in California serves up an example of how the previously barren land can be made productive by the import of water from an outside source. Many trade routes then being forged across deserts, especially across the Sahara Desert, and traditionally was used by caravans of camels carrying salt, gold, ivory and other goods. Biggest numbers of slaves was also taken northwards across the Sahara, right back up in Homo-Fos. Some mineral extraction also takes place up in deserts, and the uninterrupted sunlight gives potential for the capture of big-ass quantities of solar juice. that's the word of the week.
Desert.
Yeah. Mikhail says, I am totally learning something despite not going to college. You know, that's what we're here for. The word of the week, desert. But now, it's time for something different.
It's time for this week's Guest Top 5.
Yep, and starting this week, Guest Top 5s don't have to be related to the question, to the word of the week. You can send me your guest top 5. As long as it's Sega related, I'll take anything and I'll play it on the show. So tonight we have a special guest. We have Cédric Biscay, co-producer of Shenmue 3, who allowed us to share his top 5 Saturn games, Sega Saturn games, on the show. So without further ado, here are Cédric's top 5 Sega Saturn games.
Number five,
from Sega Rally. Sega Rally is the game, so I picked Desert Land as a track.
Number
This is Flight, and the game is Panzer Dragoon.
Number three
is Enemy Zero, and the track is called Enemy Zero. You know this one. Number two is Garden Heroes. The track is called Rough and Lady.
Number 1.
Cedric's favorite Saturn game, Radiant Silvergun, and this track is called Debris.
Monday. Want your top 5 to be featured? Send an email to kc@radiosega.net with your idea.
So, thank you very much to Cedric Biscay, co-producer of the upcoming Shenmue 3 game, and these were his top 5 Sega Saturn games. He actually sent the names of the games and I added the tracks. We had the Sega Rally Championship, Panzer Dragoon, Enemy Zero, Guardian Heroes, and Radiant Silvergun. Fun fact about Radiant Silvergun, we don't have this soundtrack on Radio Sega yet, but it's going to be added shortly to the playlist. So, you know, thank you to Cedric for that as well, because I realize we don't have Radiant Silvergun or Ikaruga on the playlist, and both games were published by Sega, at least the arcade version, so we can add them to the playlist. So I'm gonna take care of that very, very soon. Look forward to that. If you have a top 5, a Sega related top 5 you want to share with the world, don't forget kc@radiosega.net. Send me a list of stuff. I don't know, games, tracks, characters, I don't care. As long as it's remotely Sega related, I will share that top 5 on the show. I'm currently looking for guest top 5s to air on October, because until then I have already some guest top 5s lined up, but come October we don't have any more guest top 5s, so you know, yep, don't forget to send me your top 5s. Also, you have until the end of this next batch of music to guess the identity of this week's Sega character for Say My Name, for a chance of getting 20 points. No one has guessed correctly yet, so I think I'm doing my job correctly, which is great. But you have 3 more tracks that are going to play. This is actually quite long music break. And you have these, 11 minutes to listen to some music and to send me your guess for Say My Name. Send me an email or a private message in the IRC chat room. Well, we're talking about desert, so how about a desert-themed remix by DJ Ear? This is We Fear the Light on the Manic Monday Show.
rocking you till next Sunday. This is the Manic Monday Show with Casey.
Sega, playing the best Sega music 24/7.
Alex Kidd in the Enchanted Castle there. This was Rahul Desert, Pyramid Oasis. Woo. Some classic Sega tunes. And before that, we had Camel Jazz from Aladdin, the Mega Drive version. One of my favorite Mega Drive games, actually, Aladdin. We started off this batch with We Fear the Light, a remix of Sandopolis Zone by DJ Ear. And it's amazing. And as I was saying in the IRC chat room, this wasn't supposed to be on the set list, actually, on the playlist for tonight's show. But last week, I revised the playlist and actually added this one. I had a different Sandopolis remix actually lined up for tonight's show, but I thought to myself, we couldn't have a desert themed playlist without DJU and We Fear the Light, could we? Of course not, so I had to put it in there. We're back. This is the Manic Monday Show dedicated to the world.
Desert!
Oh yeah! gay voice sound effects, voiceovers are amazing. Anyway, it's time to close off the entries for the first clue of Say My Name. Let me just check my email to see if no one actually uses the email to enter, but since I say people can use it, let me just check one last time before we share clue number two. Nope. No emails, so without further ado,
say my name, say my name, say my name, say my name.
It's time to share clue number two of Say My Name. I'm proud to say that no one got the identity of this Sega character on this first try. People have tried, actually, but no one got it correctly, so I think we need clue number two. Adi Fruit says, no one has emailed my show email as well. Actually, I was gonna do it earlier today, but I got distracted with something else and wasn't able to, but I'm gonna email you tomorrow with requests for this week's show. Yep. Even though I told that story about how mom dissed me, yeah, that's why I was listening to the podcast and I thought, oh, poor guy, I need to show his mom he's got a friend. So, yeah. Anyway, time for clue number two of this week's Say My Name edition. I think if you know the character, this is gonna is pretty much gonna make it easier for you. You're gonna guess it with this clue. I don't know, but if you don't know, it's gonna be a hard one. Drum roll, please. Clue number two. Known as Mad Dog for his personality. Yep. Wrong button there. So that's clue number two. Known as Mad Dog for his personality. Clue number one has a tattoo. I think if you know the character, this pretty much ends the Say My Name edition for you. You're gonna guess it right off the bat, but let me know. Double click my name in the IRC chat room, send me a private message, or send me an email to kc@radiosega.net. this time you're playing for 15 points. And someone's guessed it already, so you know, I thought this would help. Anyway, time to move on and play some more music. This time, we're going with the Golden Axe track from Golden Axe 3, The Scorching Sand. Ooh, The Scorching Sand on the Manic Monday Show. We'll be right back.
The Manic
Monday
with Casey.
Sega.
Bye.
Mikusaji P featuring Kagamili Len, Sandscraper Desert Line Express on the Manic Monday Show. Mikusaji P? I don't know. Something P featuring Kagamili Len there. Before that we had Blast from the Desert. From Sega Rally 2006. And we started off this patch with The Scorching Sand from Golden Axe 3. And we've just been joined in the IRC by Zago Yoda and Twini. Hello and welcome to the Manic Monday Show. Glad that you're joining us for this the second half, actually, of the show, almost. It's going to be amazing because we're going to be revealing the identity of this week's Sega character. Only two people actually guessed correctly so far. So I think this week I actually used something harder, which is nice because the first two characters were way too easy. Way too easy. Oh yeah, you're now playing for 15 points, so take a guess, send me a private message in the IRC or send me an email to kc@radiosega.net with the identity of, or with what you think is the identity of this week's Sega character. Anyway, we're talking about
Desert!
Not just talking about, but actually playing music related to desert levels or desert tracks that have desert in the title, or sand or sandstorm, or I don't know. I should have gone with dunes as well. I don't think we have any tracks with dunes on the title. But I don't know. It's time for another segment, and this one is not desert related.
Radio Sega's request charts.
Yep, so this week's Radio Sega's request chart has some... actually, one different song. It's pretty much been... I don't think this one was on the top three last week either. So I think we have two different songs and one that we've played last week as well. So don't forget to go to RadioSega.net, register as a member, and you can click the playlist and requests button so you can request tracks to play on the 24/7 stream. And now it's time to play the top three requested songs of the week on RadioSega.net, and we're starting with some metal! Or maybe not, I don't know. But yeah, it's metal! People like this. And it's been on the top 40 constantly, so number three is Ride the Fire! Take a listen.
Number three.
Yeah.
Radio Sega. Register as a member. Click the playlist and request button and request your favorite tracks. They'll be on the stream shortly. Radio Sega, playing the best Sega music 24/7.
Number one.
This week's most requested track on RadioSega.net, Raindrops Remix of the End, from the Yakuza Karaoke Selection album, also known as Ryu Uta, Ryuga Gotoku Karaoke Best Selection. And that is how this album is called in
Japan!
Yep. Anyway, that was number one. Before that, we had number three and number two. Number three was Ride the Fire from Guilty Gear Xrd Sign. And number two, Door into Summer from Knuckles Chaotix. No matter what version of Raindrops you request, I'm okay with it, because it's a great song. This is probably my favorite version of it, but all versions of Raindrops are amazing, so feel free to request that and whatever else you want to on RadioSega.net. Just don't forget to register as a member so you can have access to our playlist and actually have access to your favorites list, because you can also create a list of your favorite tracks and have easy access to them all the time. Well, it's now time to close this round of Say My Name and open the third round with clue number three.
Say my name, say my name, say my name, say my name.
Indeed, so far, let's see, four people actually guessed the identity of this week's character correctly. A few others weren't able to guess correctly yet, but I think this third clue will actually help everyone. Yes. Second clue was actually helpful, but this third clue seals the deal, I think. Let's see. For that, we need a drum roll. So, clue number three. This particular character wears an eye patch. Right? Yeah. So, has a tattoo, is known as Mad Dog for his personality, and wears an eye patch. Easy, right? Easy! I think so. I think people who are still trying to guess will actually make it right now. Right. Anyway, yeah, TCB is saying, oh god damn it! I think he's got it. I don't know. Let's see. Send me a private message in the IRC or send me an email to kc@radiosega.net. This time you're playing to get 10 points. Important 10 points, if I may say so myself, because you never know when you'll need these 10 points and in order to top the leaderboards. Who knows? Anyway, it's time to play some more tracks. And people, don't forget to vote for the People's Choice segment, because you only have until the end of this next batch of music to vote. RadioSE.ga/ManicMondayChoice is the link. Vote for your three favorite tracks, and the top three voted tracks will be played on the next segment, the People's Choice segment. But for now, it's time for something completely different. From the Night's Lucid Dreaming album, this is The Desert Had a Strange Dream, a remix of The Dragon Gave a Loud Scream by DJ Mokrum on The Manic Monday Show.
Radio Sega, playing the best Sega music 24/7. Supporter of Portuguese internet radio hosts? Good, because a decorated member of the Radio Sega Portuguese Host Corps needs your help. And his name is KC. He's going to pick up the mic and put boots to asses every Monday, the Manic Monday Show. Only on Radio Sega.
From Harimanada. I don't know if it's pronounced this way. It's two A's, so Harimanada. I don't know. This was Sandstorm Gale on the Manic Monday Show. Before that, we had Desert Sun Theme 1 Danger from Columns or Columns 2. Actually, I don't like how this is tagged on the playlist. Why is it Columns and Columns 2? I think this is Columns 2 because I don't recall this playing on Columns, on the original one. So I'll need to retag this on the playlist. And we started off the batch with an awesome track. The Desert Had a Strange Dream by DJ Mokrum, a remix of The Dragon Gave a Loud Scream, part of the Night's Lucid Dreaming album. And let me just tell you that, let me just check this, because, you know, time's a-wasting. Just checking my poll. Let's see how we are. And voting is now closed. for tonight's edition of the People's Choice segment. So I now know what tracks were the most voted. Actually, a bit tight between two of them, but yeah. Okay, so we have the top three. It's time for this.
People's Choice!
Indeed, the people have spoken. They have voted for three tracks. Tree? For the tree? Yeah. Run for the tree! Climb the tree! Shut up, KC. Yeah. So, one of them was this, in no particular order. The top three is playing now. One of them is from Sonic Adventure 2, Keys the Ruin, best title ever. We'll be right back.
Want to listen to this show again?
Download the podcast that will be available shortly on RadioSega.net and the iTunes Store, or stream it on Stitcher.
Desert Ruins, Zone 1 from Sonic Lost World. One of the three most voted tracks for this week's
People's Choice
segment. Indeed. And what a tune this is. I love this so much. I actually think Sonic Lost World has one of the best Sonic soundtracks ever. But that's just my humble and personal opinion. Before that, we had Ancient Times, Wolf in the Desert, which should actually be called Agonizing Times, Wolf in the Restroom, from Virtua Fighter 3. You know, he's actually in a lot of pain. So, yeah, you can hear the pain in the track, so listen closely next time. We started off the batch with Keys the Ruin from Sonic Adventure 2, best track title ever. What the hell means Keys the Ruin? I don't know. I have no clue. And actually, in this, are there keys in this Sonic level? I know it's Pyramid Cave. I think you actually have to find a key at some point, but I'm not sure to open the door. I'm not sure if there are keys in this particular level. I can't actually remember, but people will probably let me know in their CR2. But yeah, anyway, it's time to talk about your answers to the question of the week. This week's question was, if you were lost in the desert, which Sega character would you like to have with you and why? So people had some interesting answers to this question. Esper K said most likely wave the swallow. I wouldn't mind using extreme gear to go places, and I could get tuning pointers. Extreme gear! Yep, I've never played Sonic Riders, but I imagine people or the characters in the game say extreme gear. It's time to use extreme gear. Probably, at least in my head, that's how they say it. TCP says Sega Tasanjiro, and I think this answer wins because you know the man would be able to, I don't know, just destroy, make the desert explode with his eyes or something. With his punches, I don't know, he's powerful. He's going to be playable in Project Cross Zone 2. Yay! Kopke said, Fleeky, I would fly out of there. I'm not sure if Fleeky would have enough strength to carry you out of a desert. But a bunch of Fleekies, perhaps. perhaps. Twini says, going with TCP speak, Segata will keep us safe with his honorable combat. Yes, or he will break your fingers. Mikhail 24RD says, not a person character, but I would have the Toyota Celica 205 from Sega Rally to cross the desert fast. Gotta go fast. That's actually an interesting answer, you know, because if you had a vehicle to move around in the desert, you'd be fine. Gum said, Styx, she'd be a big help with her survival skills. Plus, we'll be okay if you fall into any rogue missile silos. Sonic Boom, the cartoon, premiered in Portugal this weekend. It's actually quite well dubbed, actually. And it's... I was surprised because, you know, dubbing isn't always that great around here. But it's actually funny and well done, so... Nice surprise there. Moving on. Your real name, or at no more Spiros, okay, says Chaos Zero. He's sort of made of water, right? Won't have to ruin a... ruin? Worry, perhaps, about dehydration for a little while. Yeah. Okay, so those are your Twitter answers. Let's see. IRC. Rexy says... The Sega character I take in the desert is Tilis from Burning Rangers. If we're to burn up in the desert, at the very least, take plenty of water to quench ourselves and any exterior heat. Okay, that's interesting. And I think that's about it in the IRC. No more answers. Zago Yoda says, although he sent me a message in the general chat, Alex Kitsu, so you can ride a bike, a helicopter, or jump over the desert. Rexy says the gear is the actual hoverboards. I know that, but I would imagine people would say extreme gear because it's extreme. Perhaps not. Anyway, those were your answers to the question of the week. Thank you so much for taking part. It's now time for this.
Say my name.
Which means round 3 is now closed. So people who tried guessing and weren't able to will now have the final chance of guessing the identity of this week's Sega character. So for a chance of getting 5 points this week, here's clue number 4. This character is a rival of Kazuma Kiryu. Right? It's so easy now. So, number 1 has a tattoo. Number 2 known as Mad Dog for his personality. Number 3 wears an eye patch. And number 4 is the rival of Kazuma Kiryu. So, who could it be? Send me your guesses. Send me a private message in the IRC chatroom or kc@radiosega.net, send me an email, and you'll get 5 points if you guess correctly. You have until the end of the next batch of music to take part in this week's edition of Say My Name. Let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 6 people have already guessed it correctly, so those who haven't yet have now the final chance of guessing the identity of this week's Sega character of Say My Name. Actually, of
Say My Name, Say My Name, Say My Name, Say My Name.
That's nice, that's nice. And now it's time for the final segment of this show. So it's time for this
Chill Tracks of the Week.
Indeed, so it's time to chill, right? It's time to just lay back and enjoy the tunes. So, since we're talking about this,
desert,
I thought, why not try some chilled out desert tracks, starting off with this one from Rome Total War. This is Intro Egyptian on the Manic Monday Show.
Sega, playing the best Sega music 24/7.
So, we're back. This was the Chill Tracks of the Week segment, and I missed my cue there because I was distracted by the IRC. People were talking about the second track we played on that patch. So, we started off with Intro Egyptian from Rome Total War. Then we had Dusty Desert, The Ruins from Sonic 06. And finally, Afternoon Desert from Billy Hatcher and the Giant Egg. And people were talking about Dusty Desert because... this is supposed to be the track that plays on a silver level, I think. Apparently, I don't think I've ever got this far in Sonic 06. I remember playing a bit of all three main stories, and then I tried. I think I got frustrated by the first shadow level, I think. I don't know. I really can't remember where I ended my playthrough of Sonic 06. I'm gonna try and complete this game in the coming weeks. Think of it as the Manic Monday Show challenge for the host. Can I complete Sonic 06 before the year's end? I'll try, if I have some time and if I have no self-esteem whatsoever. Anyway, this was the final segment of the show, Chill Tracks of the Week, which means it's time to close all entries for one final entry. Sorry, nope, not that. But time to close entries for this week's.
Say my name.
Yeah. Gum says, KC, can you do like a 5 to 10 minute rant recap each week on your progress? Rexy says, KC, if I was patient enough to dedicate 2 hours a week and get it done in at least 2 weeks, I know you can do it too. 2 hours a day. Okay, 2 hours a day? No. Not gonna happen. My self-esteem is not that low. Just yet. Okay, so entries are now closed for this week's edition of Say My Name. A few people actually have tried to guess who the week's character was, but not everyone was successful, I'm afraid, which means the difficulty level this week was a bit higher than past weeks, which is nice because, you know, we need to amp up things, otherwise people will always get training points. Anyway, let me just open up my leaderboard spreadsheet. Where is it? There we go. So, let's see how... first of all, let me tell you who the character is. So, drumroll please. So, has a tattoo, is known as Mad Dog for his personality, wears an eye patch, and is a rival of Kazuma Kiryu. It could only be...
John Cena!
No. My God. It's Goro Majima from the Yakuza series. Yay. So, to everyone who entered and got it correctly... Yay. Okay, shut up now, it's okay now. Okay, so I thought this would be easier than it was, apparently. So, but it's nice to see people actually struggled a bit with this week's character. Let me just update my leaderboards, and I'll tell you how things are in a bit. So let's see. Let me add this person who actually took part for the first time this week, and we're good to go. So let's see. This week, interesting. Zagoyoda got 5 points. Let me put the music back on. Zagoyoda got 5 points. TCB and Trini got 10 points each. And then Gun, I Need Fruit, Rexy, and Esper K all got 15 points, which means top of the tree. No changes there, but let's start from the bottom. Last place for Little Red 615, he's got 5 points. Then with 10 points we have Trini, Alpha Dog 1996, Noah Sonic, and Mikhail 24RD. With 15 points we have Green Viper 8 and Nim Eugen. With 20 points we have Opus Science Collective and no one else. 25 points for Ravseek, who didn't take part this week. 30 points for Rapid Run and I Need Fruit as well. 35 points Esper K and Gun. Yep. And second place goes to TCB at the moment with 40 points, and top of the tree is Rexy with 50 points. So not all is lost. Nothing is lost, nothing is gained actually, because we still have a few weeks to go. But currently you need to beat Rexy and TCB. They have 50 and 40 points respectively. And then with 35 we have Esper K and Gum. So these are the four, the top three spots. Esper K and Gum both at number 3 and 3rd place with 35 points. But things are heating up. So yeah. I'm curious to know how next week is going to go, because we have another character for Say My Name. But thank you all for taking part. Don't forget to come back next week for more. Okay, so we're almost done with the show. It's been a blast talking about
desert
and playing music from
desert
levels and tracks that have
desert
in the title. yeah. Before we go, though, let me talk about future The Manic Monday shows or episodes of The Manic Monday show. So next week we'll be dedicating the show to this word.
Animals.
Oh my, that's scary. Once again.
Animals.
Indeed. So we're gonna be talking about animals. So look forward to that. All animals are welcome next week. Even bugs and fish and stuff. Let's see what happens. Afterwards, on the 28th, 2 weeks from now, we have the first off-topic. So
off-topic.
It's an off-topic show. The thing is, every final show of the month, every final episode of the month, is going to be different. It's not going to be a regular show. So this time, we're going to be doing an off-topic show. So we won't have any theme, any word of the week. So we're going to fill the show with your own requests. So you need to send me your requests for the final show of the month, final show of September. You can send me your requests starting right now to kc@radiosega.net. Don't forget to put a good subject on the email, so I know it's related to this episode of the show. Maybe something like off-topic September requests or something like that. You can send me an email, kc@radiosega.net, or you can use the forum thread in the Radio Sega forums, because that's probably actually the best way of getting your requests across, because I will always have the requests in the same spot, so I'll never miss them. If you don't send me any requests, I'll fill the show with my own choices of Sega tracks. So you know, be creative. You can probably send me more than one request, like two or three perhaps. If I have the time, I'll play everything. If not, let me know in which order of preference you want the tracks to be played. Okay, so I'll try to squeeze them into the show, the final show of September, the first
off-topic.
Yep. The thing is, every final show of the month on the Manic Monday show, every final episode is going to be different. So I'm guessing next month in October people will be able to suggest a word of the week. So I'm gonna give you the chance of challenging me with probably less than a week before the show starts, before the show airs. You're gonna have a chance of telling me what word do you want me to build a Sega playlist around. So maybe you can pick something weird, something creepy, I don't know. Think about it, because I'm gonna let you know a couple of weeks before the show date, and you'll probably be able to pick a word of the week for the final show of October. But the final show of September is an off-topic show, so no theme, all the shows are based around your requests and my own picks of Sega tunes. Next week, though, I remind you that is...
Animals!
Yeah, this is a topic for next week. Animals! My God. People in the IRC, TCB actually saying, I will find the Sega John Cena mashup. And he found something. I'm not gonna click it, but I'm gonna check it out after the show. One final thing to talk about before we go. Don't forget to stay tuned to Radio Sega, because we have lots of amazing live shows coming. The next one is Fights into Streams with RevSig tomorrow at 8 p.m. Western Europe time. And afterwards at midnight, we have Addicts, Sega Addicts AM with the Sega Addicts guys. The Club Sega show airs on Wednesday at 8 p.m. Western Europe time. Then we have RSN Live at midnight on Thursday. Friday, we have Rexy with Sega Mixer Drive at 9 p.m. And on Sunday, I'm not sure if there's a Little Late Afternoon Breakfast show this week, but if there is one, it's going to air at 4 p.m. Western Europe time. Gavi is back at 10 p.m. with Saturday Night Sega, and at 1:30 a.m. the second episode of The Voice of Sega. Not sure if you tuned in to the first episode this I said Sunday. Saturday? I'm confused. If I said Saturday, Sunday, I meant Saturday. So Little Late Afternoon Breakfast Show, Saturday Night Sega, and then The Voice of Sega, 1:30 a.m. With Dr. Skotnik. Not sure if you actually tuned into the premiere of this show. It was a bit troubled, to say the least, but it was actually quite good. I quite enjoyed it. So hopefully next week all is going to be well with the software, and Dr. Skotnik is going to have a very interesting show. Anyway, that's all for now. All the upcoming shows, I'll be back next Monday with more from the Manic Monday Show. Let me say goodbye to people in the IRC. People like Dragon, Esperky, Rexy, Wo 21, Voice CTR, Fluffy Fox, eh? Gum, I Need Fruit Lime, my, Mick Bynes, Mikhail 24RD, Opus Science, Rapid Run, Refsig, Rive, Spinnick, TCB, He's Not Cool, Tracky, Twini, Zagoyoda, Zimedon, and underscore Spondy. Thank you all for joining me. Thank you to everyone who mentioned us on Twitter as well. People who I am not going to mention because we don't have the time, but you're all awesome. Keep listening to Radio Sega. We play the best Sega music. We're closing off the show with yet another Sonic related track. All the Sonic this week. By Mykonos, featuring General Offensive. This is the radio edit of Sandrolins. I've been KC. This has been the edition of the Manic Monday Show on Radio Sega. Bye-bye!
listening to Radio Sega, playing the best Sega music 24/7.